Headline: Sheriff announces anti-gang unit aimed at making East Baton Rouge less violent. Saw the headline. Just before I saw that headline, I saw a press release from the mayor's office that said Mayor Broom applauds Sheriff Sid Gautreaux's launch of new gang unit. Then I said, it's been forever since I've talked to anybody from the sheriff's office. Let's see if we can't get somebody over here. And Casey Rayburn Hicks says, I'll do it. So good morning, Casey. Welcome back. How you been?
Hey, Brian. Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Doing very well. All right. Tell me all about the new gang unit.
Okay. So Sheriff Gautreaux, he decided that he's going to form the new Sheriff's Office Gang Intelligence and Enforcement Unit. It's going to be a multi-division, full-time unit that's going to proactively investigate street and upper-level drug dealers, gang members, and others involved in violent crime in East Baton Rouge Parish. And basically, Brian, we have a very small percentage of people that are wreaking havoc on our community.
Yes.
So our agents estimate that more than 80% of our violent crimes are committed by these gang members and drug dealers. And so the sheriff thought it was important that we have a very concerted effort to go after these individuals, and that's kind of what he's done here. I don't know if you've kind of followed on our Facebook page and everything, but we have a very successful narcotics division.
Mm-hmm.
It's under Captain Tanner Jenkins, and they have done incredible work in the last, year or two. And they've seized tons of fentanyl, money off the streets. And so the sheriff recognized that their methods were really working. So 3 months ago, he took the SCAT team, the Special Community Anti-Crime Team, and moved that under the narcotics umbrella. And in that three-month time period, they had a more than 100% increase in seizure of fentanyl and drug money than they had in all of 2023. So these methods work, and the sheriff sees that. So he has now taken the narcotics, SCAT, and our gang intelligence that are going to combine to form this gang unit. And that's kind of where we're going with this.
Okay, so a couple things to break down here. And the first is, let's lean on Baton Rouge's history a little bit. There have been law enforcement officers in the past, or law enforcement in the past has had a hesitancy to use the word gang at all. There seems to be between Sheriff Gautreaux and Chief Morse a more of an embracing of the term. What caused us to cross that threshold?
Well, I can tell you, Brian, Sheriff Gautreaux has never really shied away from the word gang. So
okay.
I think it's a preference that some people have. This is the reality. Are there differences in gangs, like a lower-level street gang and the mafia? Absolutely. Just as there's a difference between a street-level drug dealer and the organized cartel. But at the end of the day, a drug dealer is a drug dealer. Fentanyl sold by a street dealer is just as deadly as fentanyl sold by a large-scale trafficker. So whether they call themselves a street gang, a group, a faction, their bullets are just as deadly as someone as one fired by the mob. So I think it's a little irrelevant to victims of violence, what we call it. So the reality is that by calling them a gang, because they identify themselves as gangs,
mm-hmm.
and the way that the Department of Justice defines gangs, the way that the Louisiana Revised Statute defines gangs, they qualify for that. And as a result, we are able to target them and to prosecute them to a greater extent of the law by identifying them as such.
Okay, you two to three things that I've got to unpack from that. Casey Rayburn Hicks is our guest. She's a public information officer for the sheriff's office. I want to get into the prosecutorial arsenal, if you will, in just a minute. But you said is there a difference between, say, a street gang and the mafia, a street gang and an organized cartel? If you are the victim, you don't care one lick one way or the other. And you're absolutely right about that. But it does force me to ask the question, do we have connections to organized cartels here in Baton Rouge?
Now, I'm definitely not the person to ask about that. What I will tell you is, if you look at all the information in the studies, the last really study I saw that was done for East Baton Rouge Parish was in 2013, where they identified 30 street gangs. And these were criminal street gangs that's just three or more individuals who share a common name, identifying sign or symbol, primary purpose is to commit illegal activities.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I've read and seen and heard from the district attorney and our agents is telling me that we are not unique in this, that we have street gangs. We are on par with other cities our size throughout the country. So this is not an uncommon thing. I'm not seeing any sort of information that shows that we have some major problem with these higher organized criminal organizations. So I don't think that there's any evidence of that. You know, obviously, I'm not going to say never, but that's what we want to avoid. You know, these street level drug dealers are what eventually become these larger organized drug dealers, higher level drug dealers. So that's why it's important for us to attack it now while it's on the street level. So like I said, and I think the sheriff made that really clear yesterday, is that we're not unique in having this problem. This is a problem that is consistent throughout the country. But what we are doing is we want to focus on it, and we don't want it to get worse. We want to make it better. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to let these lower level street gangs grow and get bigger. You know, just in talking to our agents and Captain Jenkins with our narcotics division, you know, they've said that, you know, they saw 30 gangs in 2013. They said it's probably about the same now. You know, these people die off and new people take their place. So they don't necessarily think that it's grown. But it is a consistent problem that we need to focus on and attack. And it really does show that there is just a small percentage of the population that is causing the majority of the problem.
Yes.
And so, and that's the reality, is that most people in East Baton Rouge Parish are good people. And like Sheriff Gotcher says, they just want to live their life, live in peace, go to school, go to work. And we want to make sure that they can feel safe. And so that's what the primary purpose of this focus is going to be, is to continue to make the parish safer.
All right, let's talk about prosecutorial tools and investigative tools and what this gang unit is going to bring to the table. I would be remiss if I didn't start with, the drugs got to come from somewhere. So does this help us in any way in tracking where they came from rather than just stopping them once they're on the streets?
Well, I can tell you this. So our narcotics division is focused on the higher level drug dealers, and they've done an incredible job with that. Mm-hmm. And they would definitely be the ones, you know, Captain Jenkins, if you get him on the show and can talk more about what they're doing with that. And then our SCAT team has been focused more on the street level drug dealers. Yeah. So we are working in that smaller hierarchy that exists here in East Baton Rouge Parish. So yes, this will help with that. Absolutely. This is basically bringing all of that intelligence into one division. So it's going to be a process of going from that street level up to that higher level. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that, you know, we're going to continue to see the same results that we're seeing. Is just, they're just going to increase.
Now, what does this do when the arrests are made and things are handed off to Hill or Moore? When you hand this off to be prosecuted, does this add, I hate using the term, but does this add weapons in your arsenal to make sure that, you know, A, things will stick, and B, you can come at them with much more to make them stick for longer?
Well, you know, I'm going to speak from my knowledge, which is low, you know, when it comes to this, because that's a little bit out of my wheelhouse. But,
so humble.
I'm just being honest. But in looking at the Louisiana Revised Statute for a criminal street gang, it's my understanding it's an amplifier or modifier on other violent crimes. So what it does is, I believe it tacks on about 10 years that you can get. But it has to be tacked on to that other violent crime. But the Louisiana Revised Statute defines a street gang as an ongoing organization, association, or group of three or more persons, whether formal or informal, which has one of its primary activities the commission of one or more criminal acts, or which has a common identifying name, sign, or symbol, or whose members are individually or collectively engaged in a pattern of criminal gang activity. So it's very similar to the Department of Justice definition that I mentioned earlier. But like you said, it's another thing in the arsenal that we can use to prosecute these individuals and these groups.
When you talk about the small percentage of Baton Rouge that that commits the largest percentage of the crime, just break this down. Do we have numbers for, like, let's say, of the homicides committed, how many can be attributed to gang violence or gang activity?
So we did a lot of research kind of looking to see what was out there. You know, I saw there was a study in 2011 that identified 10 gangs in the Baton Rouge area. The last study that I saw that really quantified it was, unfortunately, 2013. So it's been a while. Mm-hmm. But at that point, they identified 30 street gangs with more than 500 members in the Baton Rouge area. That study stated that 43% of the murders between September 2010 and October 2012, so about a two-year period, were gang-related. It also said that an additional 12% of the murders were found to likely be gang member involved. So that's a little over half of the homicides in that time period back in 2013 that were labeled as gang related. And I just know from experience of hearing about our homicides and what's going on. And honestly, I think District Attorney Hillen Moore mentioned this yesterday, but a lot of our non-fatal shootings we know are gang related. And that's really the number, you know, when you see a lot of times we have non-fatal shootings that you don't necessarily hear about, those are typically gang related. And that a non-fatal shooting could later result in a homicide, which is not uncommon, where this group is rivaling this group and they shots are fired and they come back, you know, for retaliation. And that's what we see often.
We've got Casey Rayburn Hicks with us for two more minutes before we have to hit news at the top of the hour. All right, Casey, you mentioned a lot of crossing the streams between different units to bring this about. Will this gang unit be its own thing, or will there continually be a leaning on from other units within the sheriff's office?
No, Sheriff Gautreaux was very adamant. This is going to be a full-time unit. This is their job. So it will be a full-time unit made of these different divisions that I mentioned earlier, narcotics, SCAT, gang intelligence. So this is going to be their primary focus and mission.
She is Casey Rayburn Hicks with the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office. Casey, I always appreciate the time and the information. It's been far too long. We got to keep you on a lot more regularly.
Absolutely. Let me know. I'm happy to come on.
Will do. Always appreciate it. She's Casey Rayburn Hicks, public information officer from the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office.